crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet, how are you?
Hello, I'm feeling incredibly discreet this morning.
Oh,
how's it going?
That's great to hear. It's going pretty nice up in the old BFM studio. How's it going in your bedroom there, Tess? It's gone quiet in Tess's room. I'm sure she'll be back in a second. What is our word for today, Amelia?
So today we are talking about sketchy pedagogy and academic disputes. We're going to be talking about the word dunce.
Dunce! What an excellent word. What is dunce? Where does it come from? What's it all about, Amelia?
So people are probably familiar with the big pointy hat. You see it in cartoons with the big D on it.
Yep.
And it's like people say it's a dunce cap. And so basically this was like a real thing in American schools where like if you weren't doing the right thing, whatever they thought that was in like the 40s and the 19th century, they made you sit in the corner and wear this hat and you were called a dunce. But the origins of this word are wild. So you know about Occam's razor?
Funnily enough, I actually have no idea what you're talking about, Amelia. What is Occam's razor? What is Occam's razor, Amelia?
Well, okay, we'll get to that in just a minute. Before we get to Occam's razor, so in the 13th century, there's this guy. His name is John Duns Scotus, and he's like the smartest guy alive. He's very onto it. He gets given the special title of subtle teacher.
Ooh.
He's this fancy pants guy.
Okay, sounding very flash.
Yes, but basically, the thing to do in the 13th century, if you were a smart guy, was to disagree with the previous smart guy. So after John Duns Scotus, along comes William of Ockham. And William of Ockham basically writes a whole lot of stuff about how John Duns Scotus is a doofus and all of his theories are very bad.
So he's just basically slagging him off.
And so... Sorry?
He's just slagging him off, basically.
He's slagging him off. And it's like, so John Duns Scotus writes this very long thing about how free will and God's, like, omnipotence can go together. And William of Ockham just comes along and goes, I reckon your solution's bad. And you go, William of Ockham, what's your solution? And he goes, I don't know, God just did it.
Interesting solution.
It's very wild academic disputes. And basically, what ends up happening is William of Ockham gets really famous and well-regarded because of people really like this thing called Ockham's razor, where it's basically the idea that... So technically, it's you shouldn't create entities without necessity.
Okay.
But more generally, people are like, oh, the simplest solution is the best one.
Okay. Well,
which is why he goes, the simplest solution is God just did it. But people end up really liking that and they agree with William of Ockham. And so they go, well, he must be right. John Duns Scotus, that guy must have been a big goofus. Like, why was he ever famous as a smart guy? And so his followers who are still going, they were called either Scotists or Dunces.
Gotta say,
they
both
kind of
those
get this reputation.
Scotuses is an awful word. Awful word there.
It would have been kind of racist against Scottish people, I think, if it had ended up being the word that caught on. It's kind of better that it's dunce.
Dunce.
But it's still a bit unfair. So, yeah, so they end up, the kind of final straw for the dunces is that they are very against Renaissance humanism, which has kind of turned out to be what everyone reckoned was good still now. Yeah, and so basically this very kind of smart, interesting guy accidentally wound up on the wrong side of history.
Aww.
And his name became synonymous with being like a stupid doofus.
Oh no, poor old John Duns Scotus. Sucks for him.
I know. And there's a weird twist where some people are claiming that the hat is also him. So
Did he have a very pointy head or something?
Well, this is where it gets kind of sketchy, because people are saying, well, also John Duns Scotus, he told all of his followers to wear conical hats to stimulate brain flow. and people are saying, well, this is also where wizard hats come from. That bit's a bit less clear.
That's it.
Particularly because the dunce's cap didn't come into usage until after dunce came into usage. Okay. So it seems a bit...
yeah, of a stretch, maybe. I've got to say, this all sounds quite Terry Pratchett, especially the sort of like wizard hat dunce vibe going on here. This is something I could imagine Terry Pratchett into a Discworld book or something.
It's very Terry Pratchett. It's very kind of old men cramped up in a university trying to find things to disagree with each other about. And then one of them accidentally becomes very famous.
Very famous all the wrong reasons.
My word.
Yeah, and so I think it's pretty unfair, but also it's a fun word, so why not go for it?
It's a great word. Dunce. Beautiful. Wonderful etymology of that one there. Thank you very much, Amelia. We'll be chatting to you.
My pleasure.
We'll be chatting to you again tomorrow in your wearing your other hat, your other cap, not the dunce cap. You'll be wearing your top 10 hat.
It is also big and pointy though, the top 10 hat.
The top 10 hat. It's like a crown, top 10 pointy crown. So we will chat to you tomorrow about that. Thank you very much, Amelia.
Oh, my pleasure.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.